Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by the original 42nd Street Flasher, Rich Stambolian.
You know, I was the original 42nd Street Flasher, and I tried to franchise, but then that dastardly devil Giuliani ruined it for me. I was the king of mid-90s Times Square, man. Forget it. Forget about it.
You'd have the coat, and you just go, bah.
I'd have a big sign on the back of the coat, and then I would just turn around, and I'd be like, hey, give me a dollar. And then somebody would give me money, and then I'd go, whoa!
That's amazing. That was a gift, the 90s.
But
wild times.
I'd have a fake donger that looked like it was pixelated.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So people got a kick out of
that's,
it.
That's really good. Did you get tips?
Oh, yeah.
Tons, right?
Tons of tips. And then Giuliani ruined it for me.
Mayor Giuliani.
America's mayor, my ass.
He ruined it. He took away your job. Guys, this is a show all about professional wrestling. A lot is going on in the world of pro wrestling, obviously. On our road to WrestleMania, on our road to Revolution, Elimination Chamber. Damn. So much going on.
A lot of roads everywhere.
It's a road to everywhere. Do you want to start off with the news?
Yeah, sure. All right, guys. So, unfortunately, it looks like Jerry Lawler suffered a stroke on Monday. He had emergency surgery, but he is now out of the ICU, and it looks like he'll be returning home for outpatient rehab. Scary stuff. You know, the guy's not getting any younger. And I feel like the wrestling fans and wrestling and WWE has probably been on high alert since he suffered that heart attack on air many years ago.
Yeah, I mean, he's continued to wrestle. He recently wrestled somewhere.
Yeah.
He was just on the pre-show for Royal Rumble. He's been around forever. Another scary moment for him. But like you said, he looks like he's on the mend here.
Yeah, good for him. Weird thing, you know, like whenever I think of Jerry Lawler, I always think about how like this guy was legitimately like the Stone Cold Steve Austin of Memphis.
I mean, he really, that Memphis wrestling is very underrated. Nobody talks about it
very
by
unique.
Today's standards. It was kind of like the originator of like the, you know, brawling and the blood and guts and a lot of that stuff. Very unique territory. Could Jerry Lawler have been, I mean, he was the king of Memphis. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like the guy made a name for himself in a smaller territory that ended up becoming, you know, the puppies guy.
But it worked. He made it all work.
We
got a quick Don 99 from Baxter 3000. Happy Friday, my dingalings.
Happy Friday.
I like that one. That one made me smile. And from Schreyer, $2. I acknowledge the head of the Matt Men table and his wise man.
Oh, but we're both the head. We're both the head.
Yeah.
MG's not a wise man.
I'm the dumb man.
He's the dumb man.
Can you clip that and put it on YouTube later?
I'm the dumb
that
man.
Sounded so sad, dude. Yeah. You're like,
do you know? You know
man.
What he showed me, dude? Do you know he's like a
know.
Master carpenter?
Really? Like a regular Nick
hold
Offerman?
On. Hold on. Let me show that. I'm not gonna put it on. I'm not gonna put you on camera.
Put your wanger away.
But look, he made that.
Wow,
out of wood.
I can't believe you made a switcher out of a brick.
Isn't that amazing?
It's pretty fantastic. Good
dude,
job.
I had
man.
No idea. Wow. He makes all of his stuff. He's a carpenter. Very impressed by that because he can't read or write.
Well,
well, so at least he has one skill.
You don't need to read or write to use a lathe. Am I right, MG Geek?
Detroit Ford Field will be hosting SummerSlam 2023. This was a long rumored location for it. This is WWE's first return to Ford Field since WrestleMania 23, which I believe kicked off the stadiums for WWE, right? For WrestleMania. That was the beginning of the kickoff.
What I want to know is, are we going to this and is MG Geek going to take us around the great city of Detroit?
No, thank you.
No?
Nah.
You don't want to go to 8 Mile and,
come on,
and see all the sights?
MG, do you want to go to 8 Mile and see
MG,
all the sights?
MG, you're going to this, right? I'm assuming
well,
you that
what,
you're going.
If you know what sights are on 8 Mile, I'm going to say yeah.
You want to go to this? I'll get you tickets.
See what we can do.
Okay, I'll get you tickets. Don't worry.
Just say yes.
Yeah, just say yes. Maybe he doesn't want to go. Maybe it's fine. This is the third straight year that SummerSlam will take place in an NFL stadium.
Yeah, that I think it works. You know what? At this point, with how big WWE is, that giant mega corporate machine,
yeah.
Why not? Why not put these big shows
Listen,
in
this
these
is,
big old football arenas?
They want to do more stadiums. This is what Nick Khan wanted to do. This is why they had Money in the Bank set up for a stadium in Vegas. They ended up moving it because it was such a bad time
yeah.
for WWE. You know, they weren't able to fill that building, but everything changed right after that for them. You know, the boom started for them. You know, listen, this is what it's going to be. They want to do more stadium shows. They want to really separate themselves from professional wrestling. You watch Raw, and it's a very different product than what you got on AEW.
Oh, 100%.
AEW was pro wrestling. Raw was theatrics.
It's theatrics. It's the circus. And also, like, it lends itself, these big stadiums lend itself well to commerce. And, you know, from our own personal experience being there for SummerSlam 2021, what a show, you know?
Yeah.
And it worked. Like, seeing how they fixed the field, you know, just to, like, make it, it made it seem small, even though it was this gigantic production, you know, it's
yeah.
technology. It's nuts.
Yeah, it was very impressive. On Pat McAfee's show, Seth Rollins said he has no respect for Logan Paul. And that's his, that he's in it for himself. I mean, they're building the program here.
Oh, yeah.
Logan eliminated Seth at the Royal Rumble, clearly setting up a match at WrestleMania. So
how nuts are we going to get the curb stomp?
Oh, yeah, that building's going to love it when they curb stomp it. But obviously, he's the heel. Logan Paul's the heel now, right?
Is he?
Yeah, I mean, he was totally booed at. He was working as a heel at Rumble.
Okay.
He threw out Seth. Seth is kind of like a babyface now, right?
Excuse me. They did a soft turn with Seth.
They did. Very soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like his persona now is, you want to still boo him with the dancing and the fur coat. Like,
do you not like that?
I like it just fine. It doesn't read as a baby face, though, right? But I think we live in that era where it's the who cares era.
Yeah.
It's the song.
Yeah.
It's the sing-along song.
Yeah. AEW and ESPN announced a partnership on Thursday that'll see Dynamite, Rampage, and pay-per-views made available on for ESPN subscribers in Australia, New Zealand, and Pacific Islands.
Awesome.
I mean, this is a pretty decent deal for them. Tony also, in an interview with Uproxx. Tony Khan said that he expects a very lucrative deal for AEW media rights. He also believed that there's enough archival footage to be a value as on-demand content. I guess what MG's trying to say is that there's more value in the deal because they have archival footage. So it's going to give them more money and they could create some sort of network here. The other thing, I don't have, you know, I wasn't planning on talking about this today, but yesterday I had a very interesting conversation with someone that I worked very closely with on the tech side of things years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, I guess a big name in gaming. I guess you would say that.
Kenny Omega.
They said that the AEW Fight Forever game is slated for a Q2 release date at the moment.
Q2 2023.
2023. This year, second quarter. So next couple months.
Totally cool. Cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. Like, gamers are eating very well this year. And I think this is going to add to it, you know, especially because folks are a little tired of the same WWE game that has been put out for the last, like, God knows how many years.
Well, you know what it means to me? Here's the key for this game, right?
Mm.
How easy is it going to be for me to play?
The Andrews Arians of the world.
Yeah, like, I used to play video games.
Sure.
I'm not inept to video games, but I really haven't picked up a controller to play anything complex in, like, 15 years. Like, I'll play Mario, and I'll play Streets of Rage or the Ninja. Like, the easy stuff I play.
You're not getting into it for yourself in the afternoon. You're not like,
exactly,
I got to go home and play God of War.
Yeah,
I got to play Skyrim. But,
I pick up the controller for this game, for Fight Forever. How easy is it going to be for me to play? Is it going to be like a learning curve like No Mercy, which was a pretty easy learning curve?
Yeah.
That's my big problem with the SmackDown games. I'm dating myself now, right?
Yeah.
With the 2K games. Like, I haven't played it in so long that when I do pick it up, it's frustrating for me.
I think what makes those games extra frustrating for a fair weather video gamer is the trigger commands that pop up on the screen, you know? And I've played those games with friends who don't really game, you know, much like you, where it's, I can do Mario Kart, you know?
Yeah.
I could do Mario. I could do a multiplayer fun game. But as far as, like, paying attention to when an X flashes on the screen and you miss it, it is frustrating.
Like, that new Zelda game that they announced looks great.
Oh, yeah.
Can I play that game?
Yeah, probably.
I can.
You can. It's awesome. I'm sorry to derail your statement right there, but you could definitely play that game.
But like first-person shooters, I can't do.
That's a great example.
Okay.
Like Call of Duty. I can't do it anymore.
I played the original.
Sure.
But I can't do it anymore. You know what? I did play Fortnite, and I really enjoyed it.
Fortnite's a lot of fun.
But you got to play with people that are pretty much going to carry you throughout the game, you know? So I'm looking forward to this. You know, the graphically, I'm not super impressed with the game, with Fight Forever.
Uh-huh.
However, from the people that have picked up the controller and played this, I think what happens, they're very quick to forgive the cartoonish aspect to it.
Yeah.
Because the gameplay is easier.
And plus, what a wild roster that you could get, you know? And I'm very sure cool. They're going to have a creator character mode. You know, you can... I feel like everybody on day one, launch day, is going to make Bullet Club. Like, original Bullet Club.
Yeah. Oh, of course. I'm very interested in it, so we'll see what happens there. Let's see what else we have. Impact and New Japan announced a Multiverse United. Only the Strong Will Survive. It'll take place at the Global Theater on March 30th, 2023. It'll air on Fight TV. Here are some of the matches. Kushida versus Josh Alexander, Speedball Mike Bailey versus Will Ospreay, Jeff Cobbs versus Moose. All right, very cool.
He should have had an S to his name, Jeff Cobbs.
Jeff Cobbs.
Great. Are you excited about that?
Yeah. Impact's been doing some really cool stuff, but I just never get to see it.
I like your high-pitched answer. Yeah. It should be fun, regardless of what they do. You kind of want that hidden door, though, right?
Yeah, you kind of want...
You kind of want hidden door, like, part two.
Yeah.
You want to move on to Raw?
Let's move on to Raw.
All right. So, Raw was a pretty solid episode.
Yes.
But I think I could speak for people who watch the show. I think I could speak for you. I think I could speak for MG Geek and maybe Jonathan if he was up. It was his birthday. Big shout out to Jonathan.
Big shout out to Jonathan.
Happy birthday, Jonathan, one of our producers. 39 years old.
He's the worst looking 20-year-old I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, yeah. Looks like when I first met him, I thought he had leprosy. That's how bad it was.
I thought he was a Dominican dad when I first met him.
Yeah, you did. You were like, yeah, no more Poppy.
Who's Poppy is this? And then you find out.
Somebody come pick up your Poppy.
Whose Poppy is this?
So the thing that people are talking about is the Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman promo exchange. Cody acknowledged that he might be facing Sami Zayn. This was all done. The pre-Paul Heyman stuff was all done to get that litmus test from the crowd. To see how the crowd would react, right?
They reacted well.
I think they're still in Cody's corner because that's the danger, right? As a wrestling analyst who does multiple shows, the danger is painting Cody in the corner, right?
So, you know, yes. And I normally I wouldn't say that he's going to get booed at WrestleMania, but because of how the crowd is at WrestleMania and because of the how over Sami is, I don't see it happening. I do think that they're doing it the right way. And really, Elimination Chamber is going to be the good example of this on what they do here.
Yeah.
Because you're going to obviously take Jay and Jimmy and put them with Kevin and Sammy.
Right.
So Cody has to be a part of that crew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's going to have to do a save. He's going to have to do a run-in. He's going to have to do something where... You know, Sammy comes and saves him from the bloodline. They're going to have to do that to kind of make it be like, hey, look, Sammy's okay with this.
Now, correct me. I may not have been paying attention too hard here. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, or please fill in the gaps in my brain. What's on the line at Elimination Chamber?
For that match?
Yeah.
U.S. title.
U.S. title.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Austin Theory's in that match.
I'll see who's in it. MG, okay. Who's in that match?
Yeah, it's down there. It's below that, the bottom of the card. And... Yes, it's Austin Theory defends against Seth Rollins, Bronson Reed, Johnny Gargano, Damian Priest, and Montez Ford. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the card there. You have Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns. You have Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Finn Balor, Rhea Ripley. Elimination Chamber, he mentioned. Elimination Chamber, the winner challenges Bianca for the Raw title. Asuka, Liv, Raquel, Nikki Cross, Natty, and Carmella. And then you got Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar, most likely.
You know, I feel like, again, we don't know what's in store for WrestleMania. But as a fan, I would have liked to see that full chamber with Sammy and Cody and KO.
Yeah.
With Roman and the two brothers, right?
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Or Solo and Jay does the run-in. Because I feel like that, for me, that would have set something up where Cody basically could say, you know what? I'm leaving. I already got my shot. Good luck. You know, but in a way, he's kind of doing that already.
He's kind of doing that now. Yeah. Let's see. Let's go back to Raw here. Yeah, that Paul Heyman stuff was good. Heyman went on to explain. So essentially, pretty much, they kind of broke character here. Mm-hmm. And they were speaking truthfully. And there is a lot of truth. You know, he brought up the fact that when Dusty in like 2000, he had no money.
Yeah.
Which was true. They didn't have as much money. And Paul booked him. And I thought the joke was going to be, and you didn't pay him.
Mm-hmm.
And he did pay him.
Yeah.
So apparently, you know, we just found out the only person that got paid in 2000 was Dusty Rhodes. you know, very good job, and they both got very emotional.
Oh, Cody's a great cry guy.
Okay, but at what point does he become an aggressive guy and stops crying?
I think it's going to happen before WrestleMania, but then he's going to save, like a garden hose, he's going to bend the hose, save the waterworks for when he wins, and just cry. Also, I feel like Paul Heyman should do some kind of Nixon thing whenever he talks about Roman Reigns. Just like some kind of motorboat and like... exactly.
Agnew!
He's the tribal chief.
That would be great, actually, if he does that. I would actually love that.
It fits, because he's very jowly.
Yeah, so at the end of that promo, Paul goes... in the last conversation with Dusty, Heyman says to Cody, Cody was his favorite son, but Roman Reigns was a son he always wanted. And I was like, man,
pro wrestling.
He brought it right back, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You also got Rita.
Rita returned. Holy shit, I didn't know about that.
Rita returned at the end of the main event to save Becky Lynch from damage control, and Becky was able to win. The rumored match at Elimination Chamber is Damage Control versus Becky, Lita, and Trish. That is currently the rumored match.
That's a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun. I don't. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's in Canada.
Yeah, you got to do the Canadians. Yeah, I think Lita is worldwide. She's universal. She's universally loved, so you could put her anywhere.
Yeah, she could be loved in Canada.
Lita and Trish Stratus are like what Billy Gunn is kind of to AEW. They're immortal.
They are immortals.
Well, Trish is also on the Canada's Got Talent. She's one of the hot judges, so she's on TV every week, too.
Is she really? Good for her.
What channel? Yep.
Do you know when she started? Canadian. She used to be on Live Audio Wrestling in, like, 1999.
Yeah.
Early 1999. I remember listening to Trish Stratus on Live Audio Wrestling before she was wrestling. Fascinating stuff. Yeah. Amazing. Trish Stratus' story is amazing, actually. Edge and Beth Phoenix challenged Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley at Elimination Chamber. Brock Lesnar challenged Bobby Lashley at Elimination Chamber during what probably was his longest promo in years. And Jeez. What? He turned into a cowboy, didn't he? What was that southern accent he put on?
I don't know, man.
Wasn't a very Minnesota accent.
Right. For a guy that's from Minnesota that lives in Canada.
Yeah. Saskatchewan.
That was very bizarre. He's trying something new.
Dude, you know, we got like the B-boy Brock Lesnar. Remember we got that with the boombox?
Could you turn the mic off for a second? I got a question.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, very interesting.
Montez Ford, Damian Priest, and Carmella all qualified for their respective Elimination Chamber matches. I really want to see what they do with Carmella. I also feel like she may get lost in the shuffle because they're putting more of an emphasis on Chelsea Green. I feel like that Chelsea Green character almost blows the Carmella character out of the water.
The Chelsea Green character?
The hot mess, yeah.
I you know, I'm curious what they're going to do with this and where they're going with this.
Listen.
Yeah.
Is Montez destined for a singles push?
Yeah, 100%.
Damian Priest, too.
I mean, Priest is doing fantastic stuff. I really like Damian Priest in this character, and I think Montez Ford, you got to figure out when you're pulling that trigger on him, you know, as a singles guy. You're seeing them do more singles stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which is very cool. NXT notes. You want to go into this?
Bayley hosted Ding Dong Hello with Gigi Dolin and JC Jane. It looks like she was trying to get them back together after they were fighting during their title match on Vengeance Day. They basically did the Sean and Marty with this angle.
Yeah.
With Gigi Dolin getting a pretty wicked looking like kick to the face.
Oh my God. So it was exactly the Shawn Michaels thing, but the door didn't open. So when she went through the door, it was supposed to first open, and then it was supposed to open when she got kicked.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no give.
No, no give.
No give. She just took it right to the face.
She got kicked in the face. Yeah. Ilya Dragunov returned, and
that was cool.
Yeah. Meiko Satomura will return next week to tag with Roxanne Perez. Is that the program for Mania
weekend? It looks like it.
I mean, this is the least, not to poo-poo on NXT, this is the least excited I've been about NXT.
Listen, dude, they had a pay-per-view. They had Vengeance Day, and I watched it. It was fine, but I'm not into it as much.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not into NXT as much, and that's fine. I mean, I'll get back into it. They do something cool. I come back.
I got a question about NXT.
Yeah.
Who's running it now that Hunter's up?
Shawn. Shawn Michaels.
Okay. It's hot.
It's hot. Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry. Shawn Michaels is running it. He's in charge. AEW, let's go into this. Last night's AEW. What a great show.
Fun show.
Small crowd, but loud crowd.
Very loud. Where were they last night?
They were in Texas.
They're in Texas, okay. Were they in El Paso or San
El Paso? Okay. El Paso.
Cool.
They ran El Paso. They had about 3,000 people in the building. But man, that crowd was freaking hot, and they put on some really awesome matches.
You started the show with MJF having a great match with Takeshita in a title eliminator match. They work very well together. Takeshita's a big boy.
Takeshita's great. He's fantastic. I didn't like the submission end, but
listen, you need to do that, right?
Yeah, I guess he didn't get pinned, you know.
Well, because you need to have this is classic booking, right? You need to show that MJF has a comparable submission,
yeah,
to use on Brian Daniels.
And also, you know, like, it's a good feeling to not want the babyface to lose to the heel champion, yeah, right? Like, I got a message from someone that, like, this guy keeps losing and he shouldn't be facing. I'm like, yeah, I agree. He should be getting way more wins on TV, Takeshita. 100%. Yeah. And I think their biggest problem there is timing and positioning of the roster, which has been an issue for AEW for months now. They got so much great talent that they can't fit it in a two-hour block.
Takeshita has been consistently on TV, though.
He has been, yeah. Between Rampage and this, he's been on TV. So there is a focus on him. Yeah. MJF looked great.
Oh, yeah.
He looked great. Some size.
Yep. He worked this match fantastic. Yeah. And to think he started as a comedy wrestler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I called one of his first matches in Long Island in Deer Park.
Really?
I did. For Kyle's promotion.
Very cool.
Kyle had a promotion. Our good friend Kyle had a promotion called NLW. They ran out of Deer Park. They were in association with NYWC. And he was on the card. I mean, it was a ridiculous card. John Silver was on the card. Wow. It was all the Long Island boys.
All the Long Islanders.
Yeah, they were all. I think was Max Caster on it. He might have been.
Long Island wrestling is a fascinating thing because you had NYWC. Remember them?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
it was an NYWC. Yeah,
it was in Deer Park. It was in association with NYWC.
And they, you know, Mikey Whipwreck, I think, founded it. And you know, they had a lot of people like come through there. I think Trent Beretta at some point was associated with them. Livewire, that dude.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of guys come from that scene. It's very interesting. Guys, if you're going to super chat us, we will address your questions at the end of the show. So keep it coming.
Let's see. AEW, so they had the match. AEW Women's Champion Jamie Hayter defeated the Bunny in a title eliminator match.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. I did like how Jamie Hayter all week on social media was saying she's hunting for wabbits.
So Lexi did an interview with MJF in the dressing
room. Yes.
And he tells her a story proving he's a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Ugh.
This was apparently a car accident that apparently he was getting an act performed on him while he was driving.
Yeah.
And and he flipped the car and he had a suspended license apparently, right? Is that the story, MG?
It was prom night. He hydroplaned. She was KO'd, and he switched seats with her.
He switched seats with her.
When the cops came.
And the report initially was that people called Nassau County police and got over 300 reports of this crime. Somebody I just saw on Twitter, they confirmed they called the Nassau County PD and got to the right department that this would be addressed to, and they said they never heard. They didn't get any calls and that they would know. So, You know, the allure of the 300 calls. What a great story that is. But, you know, there is some truth to that story, apparently.
Really?
Apparently there's some truth to it. He obviously embellished it, but...
Or maybe he took somebody else's story.
Maybe he took someone else's story.
You know? And that works, right?
Yeah,
but... It's not like that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer sells his stories to Peterman.
You know what? What a great episode that is.
I couldn't tell any stories?
Yeah.
How much would you sell your stories for?
To Jay Peterman?
Yeah, to anybody. If somebody was like, hey, give me all your stories. But you can't tell any stories whatsoever. $500.
$500 a story?
No, $500 for, he was like, $1,500. He's like, I'll give you $500.
I would do $1,000 a story.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd sell my stories. The Garcia Guevara gauntlet.
Ricky Starks beating Angelo Parker, hit him with the spear for the quick win.
Yeah.
Then Matt Menard. Then Daniel Garcia defeated Ricky Starks after a masked Jericho hit the Judas effect on him.
Jericho also dressed up like Danhausen on the cruise, which I absolutely loved and adored that photo. Seeing all that goofy shit, I absolutely love.
Yeah, Jericho's all about it, too.
Jericho's all about it.
Wholeheartedly. You know, it's funny because, like, he does it with full commitment. Like, he'll do that stuff. Whereas I feel like a lot of old timers will kind of do it very, like, carny wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one day, you know, like, if you thought the poofy shirts were something, double makeup one day. Gonna happen.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna do double makeup.
Maybe for our 450th episode, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Wild.
Why did you sigh like that? We have 3 weeks to go.
Do you not
want to do this anymore?
I want to just.
Are you doing another podcast now while you're on your computer?
At this very moment. Yeah.
Are you producing another? Are you the MG Geek to another podcast right now?
Who knows? Sean Ross Sapp is live right now, flipping the buttons for him.
It's switching the camera.
Brian Danielson defeated Roosh. What a great match. This started off with Danielson getting locked in his room, and MJF comes out and forces a 10 count.
It was very good.
Aubrey did a great job to purposely count slowly. Danielson busted through the door, Goldberg style, and you know, came to the ring. And what a ridiculous match.
Great match. Great match.
Dave gave it 4.75.
Wow. Roosh is bigger than you think.
Roosh is a big dude, yeah.
Yeah, big boy.
Great match. Great, great match. I absolutely loved it. The Elite, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks facing off against AR Fox and Top Flight. This was another great match. They retained the AEW Trios title. Really good match. Just a lot of good wrestling.
A lot of good wrestling. I like the team of AR Fox and Top Flight. They should call themselves Top Foxes.
Top Fox.
Yeah.
I like that.
Top Fox.
I like
and
that.
To come out like helicopter pilots. That'd be awesome.
The main event, the Guns defeated the Acclaimed to win the AEW tag team titles. Earlier, Billy told the Acclaimed that he was staying in the back and he was going to stay out of it. He ended up taking a belt shot from Colton. The Guns used the belt on Bowens while the referee was knocked out. The crowd was very angry at this. Not happy with this ending. A lot of people were not happy with this ending, but you know what? It's heat.
It's heat. It's pro wrestling. Who better than to get heat than a guy with a weirdo armpit tattoo?
Who has an armpit tattoo?
One of the Guns.
Does he?
Yeah.
It's like
Do you watch wrestling?
I do. Yeah. I never noticed.
You've never noticed this guy's gigantic armpit tattoo?
I just like that they come out in Shawn Michaels cosplay every week.
That is true. What if I told you the tattoo was of you?
That would be amazing.
I would love to see that, actually.
An armpit tattoo? The hair is me?
It's just you.
Just my hair?
Check out my Andre Zarian tattoo.
Andre Zarian. I'm Andre Zarian of the Mattman Podcast.
Yeah, like, what better two guys to get the heat than, like, Billy Gunn's piece of shit kids?
Yeah, I loved it. Great. It was fantastic. AEW Rampage for tonight. Jon Moxley, Claudio, and Wheeler Yuta take on Butcher, the Blade, and Kip Sabian. Jungle Boy Jack Perry is in action. Ruby Soho faces Marina Shafir. And we hear from the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champion. I guess from one of the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, Mark Briscoe.
Cool.
I'm curious what they're going to do there. Does Mark relinquish the title? Does somebody team up with Mark?
Do they retire that title and make new ones? That makes sense.
That
right?
makes a lot of sense, actually, if they designed a new tag title.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And call it something different.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like... He'll have the classic title, and then they could make, like...
Something.
Whatever. They call it something cool. You know?
They could do that. So many belts. So many
belts. A lot of belts.
We discussed the New Japan Impact show. So, You want to go into questions? Do you want to go into...
Yeah, you know what? We might as well...
do questions?
We might as well do questions because it was like kind of like a slow news week this week.
Yeah.
And we don't really have to recap all the WWE stuff. SmackDown's tonight. We're going to watch it, right? Like, SmackDown's going to be fun. Big question is, what happened to Jey Uso?
Where is Jey Uso? We're going to find out on... tomorrow, today.
He just imagine if they just leave it at him being sad and leaving.
They're defending the titles tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so we'll get an answer tonight.
But does he show up?
That's the question.
That is the question. Yeah. Does he show up? Is this a way to take the titles off of them? Because you know they're going to break up all those titles again.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. They're going to split those titles up. They also have a new design for those titles.
Yes.
The tag titles are getting a redesign totally. Title's getting a redesign.
I feel like we've been saying that since we started this podcast.
I know. For months, for years.
All right. Do you want to jump into questions?
Yes. Let's go into questions.
Guys, we're doing a nice and tight show today. We got about 20 minutes, 25 minutes maybe. If you want to super chat us, your question will be answered ahead of the pack. If you want to super chat us anyway, that's cool too. Let's get started. We got a $4.99 here from Keenan Evans. Do you believe the MJF bidding war of 2024 shtick is real? And do you think the WWE sale is going to be a huge factor in the war?
Well, okay, couple parts to that, right? The bidding war, listen, I'm the one that said that story. Because of the conversations I had with WWE.
Yeah.
They very much like him and are interested in him and Cody being there. I'm sure Cody would want him there. He's an AEW world champion. And for him to defect to go there would be a huge story for WWE because this is a guy that would come in, a top, presumably.
Yeah.
So... if you can get him, you will get him. I don't know. I don't know if he did an extension with Tony. I know that Tony and him have a really good relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I think the problem is the shtick and the real person kind of blend for people.
Yes. He is arguably the best heel going for that company, right?
Is he the best heel in the business?
I don't know.
Classic heel.
You know what? It's tough because you have the aura of Roman and the Bloodline. Right?
Roman by default because he's considered a heel. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And it's big. I think that's the thing.
Yeah, like, big presentation.
Like, he's the bad guy. He's a dick. Whereas MJF is big, but I feel like, again, it's localized to that show, you know?
Yeah, I would imagine that there would be 100% interest in MJF WWE. There is interest in him. But he also has to think about what's the best move for his career. He's young. He could stay in AEW for another 3 years on this new TV deal and make some more money and get better positioning. The access that you have in AEW, if your talent, if your top talent is a little different than what goes on in WWE. So I don't know. I think it's going to matter. Like, what does he want to do? Does he want to become a big time TV star? Or does he want to be a wrestler?
Well, that's the thing, right? That's the thing. And what better, like, let's be frank here. Cody looks like he's primed to take those belts at some point within the next year, right?
What belts?
The Undisputed title.
He's going to, WrestleMania, let's say.
At some point, right? So that being said, let's say MJF jumps ship within the next 2 years. What better feud on top than Cody versus MJF, like built-in promo.
Yeah, great. I mean, 100%.
Like, oh, you followed me here, blah, 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 can't do anything on your own. And then him saying, like, no, I just want to take everything you have, you know? It writes itself.
Yeah. It would be a very different MJF in WWE, you know? Do you see him translating WWE-fied MJF promos? Yeah, I could see it.
Absolutely. Working. That's the big discussion, right? Where Roman, if you put a, let's say, a 7-year-old in front of the TV.
Okay.
And ask them who's the bad guy, they'll say Roman Reigns.
Yes. Right?
If you put them in front of a nuanced MJF promo about a car accident and a fellatio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
you know, it's gonna go over the head. It's not gonna work. You know, like, so that's like the, I think that's the clear delineation where, like, yes, MJF is the best heel in the business, but guess what? So is Roman.
You know what it also comes down to? Dude, you were in dramas your whole life, mm-hmm. and now you get casted on a really good sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Can it work? Yeah. It could work.
Yeah.
Not for everybody, but it could work. If you're talented enough like he is, yeah, you can make it work.
I want to make an analogy.
Yeah.
So do you, and by that regard, is MJF at this point Bryan Cranston and Malcolm in the Middle? And if he goes to WWE,
I think it's the opposite.
He's Walter White.
I think it's the opposite.
You think it's going to be the opposite?
I think it's
okay.
Walter White now, and he'll become Malcolm in the Middle. Dead.
Interesting.
Yeah. Great okay. characters, both.
Yeah. All right. This is from Shreyar. Thanks, Shreyar. This is a weird pop up. Andrew and Rich, how will you book Roman, Cody, and the Usos after WrestleMania? And do you think the Punk MJF story was one of the best recently?
I think the Punk MJF stuff was really good. It was a really good pro wrestling angle. I don't think it was a storyline, though,
mm-hmm.
right? It was more pro wrestling. I think the Bloodline stuff has been tremendous. Roman, Cody, and the Usos, you're going to have a rematch here and there. I think Roman goes away. If he drops the title, Roman goes away for a little bit.
Like sad Roman.
You know, like you lost take him smile. Off TV for like, a, you know, at least a couple of weeks. But you're going to have to pivot to somebody else
yes.
after that. I don't want them having an immediate rematch. I think you're going to have to reset everything, and you're going to have to come up with some good opponents. Cody already has Walter built in as a great feud.
Boom. Does Walter lose the IC belt at WrestleMania?
Yeah, but why not? Why not? You move him up into that main event spot. He's going to have, I mean, I don't know if you want to do Cody Lesnar. I don't know if you want to do Cody Lashley. You're going to have to start off slow here. But the big, you know, you got to get the SummerSlam. Who is that one opponent for him at SummerSlam that you would want to see?
Roman.
You do it at SummerSlam? Yeah, maybe you could do it at SummerSlam.
That's the Roman
yeah.
return, right?
The Roman return at SummerSlam.
Because he's the attraction, and at that point, he may have a different crowd reaction. They could turn Cody heel, right? I feel like Cody as a babyface has a limited shelf life.
No, he's not going heel.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I feel like he has a limited shelf life as a babyface until the crowd turns on him. Right?
Until the crowd turns. But I don't know if this WWE crowd will.
You think they're just happy to see him?
I think they're... Listen, you know, my son has gotten... Hunter's gotten into wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So is Taylor. They're both into it now. You know what my kid's favorite wrestler, Hunter's favorite wrestler is? Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's number two? Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's number three? John Cena. You know who's number four? Seth Rollins.
Big.
Big. Cody.
Yeah.
Because he's big. He's a cartoon.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
bright.
Eye-grabbing.
All American, you know, big American flag everywhere. It works. It works in WWE. I don't think he's going to get the same treatment in AEW as he did in WWE, but you still have to be careful. I don't think Cody will be booed because they don't want to see a good guy with the title.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll be booed if it's like he's going up against Sami Zayn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, people love underdogs.
Now, does Sami help Cody win that title?
I think it should be clean.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it should be totally, totally clean.
Or does Sammy accidentally cost Cody that title?
Or does he cost Cody
that? Yeah. Big, wrong haluva kick.
I mean, do you want a screwy finish at WrestleMania?
Well, also, you got to think about, like, if they're putting all this stock and stuff into this WrestleMania, you always have to think about the night after WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what do you want to see the night after WrestleMania? Because there has to be a surprise.
Who would it? Yeah, what would the surprise be? Post, I mean,
Cody. Let's say Cody wins.
Maybe Cody comes out with the old belt. You know, mm-hmm. You could do something. I don't know what that surprise is this year.
Cody wins and then says, "Who's next?" And then Goldberg comes out.
Jay White. Maybe do something with Jay White.
Awesome.
You know,
they've worked together before, right?
Yeah. In Japan. You could do something with Jay White if Jay White's going to WWE. You could do, you know, when AJ comes back, you're going to have a feud with Cody and AJ for sure. You're going to lean into that Bullet Club stuff. You're going to have to.
Yeah.
You know, there's too much of a story here for them not to lean into it a little bit.
MG, you're going to have to read the questions from the
queue. Why, it broke?
Yeah.
Hit the top button. The other one, the big one next to it.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. You got it? Okay.
MG, punch up the next question if you can.
He's working. The gears are turning.
I think he fell asleep.
Sorry, I was doing something.
It's zoned out. Are you producing another podcast too?
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to produce one on the air also.
Hit the button.
Yeah, hit the button.
Hit the button.
Hit the button. You know, if you were on Lost, you'd fucking die immediately.
Yeah. Mattman, TGIF, my Mattman. In my opinion, Sami Zayn, this is a Bachelor Club guy.
Balor Club guy.
Balor Club guy. Bachelor Club guy. They're all the same now. In my opinion, Sami Zayn right now is Daniel Bryan back in 2014. Yes, I agree with you. If they put the title on Sami at Chamber, give him a WrestleMania 30 moment, would you book Sami versus Roman Knight 1? No, I don't want, no, because it's going to affect Cody's win. I understand, like, everybody's like, well, you do Knight 1 and Knight 2, right? Knight 1, Knight 2. They could. I don't want to see it, though. I don't want to see Roman go twice because it takes away from that big match because you've already seen him come out.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, him coming out is part of it.
Let me tell you, live, that Roman entrance, too long.
It is very long.
Too long. I feel like when the few times that we've seen it, we could have easily gone to the bathroom and come back.
Yeah, and he's still walking down that ramp. I don't want to see two nights. And you do have to remove Cody. You got to remove Sami from this feud, from this main event.
Oh, yeah.
You really have to.
Does Sami get effing really injured and beat down at Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, and then Cody needs to save him. Mm-hmm. Like, he needs that rub from Sami.
Well, I think, again, tag team titles are on the line.
Tag titles will be on the line, yeah.
Right. Who's to say that it's not going to end up being Sami and KO versus the Usos again?
At WrestleMania, yeah.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah, at WrestleMania. That is the match.
Because KO has to save him from the Roman beatdown, right? And then you get the hug at the end of Elimination Chamber. That will always be best friends.
You know, he comes, he does the save, or Cody also comes in for the save, you know?
Yeah.
And saves both of them, and they hug each other in Montreal, and it's a great moment.
KO saves Sami, they hug, and then Cody just comes out for a hug.
Cody just comes out for a hug. I just want a hug, guys.
I want to be included.
Yeah. All right, what's the next question?
Yeah, MG, what's the next question? Do you want to read
right
it?
Right there, it's up.
Sorry I'm late, Everything Pro says. Sorry I'm late, Ask Mattman. Andrew and Rich, thoughts on AEW Fight Forever. What DLC do you want to see? I saw Andrew's tweet about the Q2 release.
What DLC do you want to see?
I like to see some retro DLCs. Like Sting in...
Ooh, Surfer Paint?
Yeah, like Jeff Jarrett, old school Jeff Jarrett.
I would like to
you
see...
You could do a New Japan crossover, Bullet Club.
Forbidden Door DLC.
Forbidden Door DLC. That would be awesome. Yeah, that's the one. There you go.
Forbidden Door DLC. Yeah. And then you just get a bunch of NATOs. And Muda.
And Muda.
Who gets Muda?
Who gets Muda? Mm-hmm. You could do Muda in AEW as a DLC for sure. The rumor is he's going in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
You know what? Well deserved.
Absolutely.
I was convincing myself that he would have a surprise Rumble entrance.
Same here. It was a good, you know what?
I want to see my Muda coming.
I would love to, yeah. We talked about this too after the Rumble, where, you know, it was a good Rumble, but I feel like, you know, Muda would have been a great surprise. Muda would have been a great
anyone
surprise.
But Booker T would have been a great surprise. Anybody but Booker T. No heat on Booker
T. No. Like, we love Booker T, anybody but him would have been a great surprise. And I'm only saying that because I bet a lot of money on the Rumble and I ended up getting Booker T.
Yeah, unfortunately. All right, what else, MG? What, Jonathan?
Here's another one.
Hold on, Jonathan's ducking out. I can't hear a word he's saying.
He's totally underwater.
I was just laughing at Rich getting Booker T.
Yeah, thank you. He is underwater. Mm-hmm. That's where he broadcasts from. The Kingsman says, Andrew, Mattman, ask Mattman. What do you guys think AJ Styles is fond to be doing at WrestleMania? I don't know what he's going to do at WrestleMania. Because he broke his ankle.
Yeah. He might not even be involved, right?
He might not be involved, no.
They might do some promo stuff, right?
I don't know. But that's a painful injury.
Well, plus, like,
how long does a broken ankle take to recover?
Oh, I don't know. But you know what? He's a top-level athlete, so probably sooner than later. He's also 26. Like, they took Gallows and Anderson off TV because of that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, those guys can't get a break.
Cody. Maybe they team up with Cody eventually.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. All right, what else?
What else we got here, MG? Throw it up. Throw it up. And you know what? Read it this time.
Throwing it up. Okay. BC what's the Knight plan? Yeah, go ahead. what's the plan for Becky Lynch at WrestleMania?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Are you gonna do Ronda?
Why not? Do you care?
You know, I have to tell you, once they made Becky team up with Seth, and then she's taken on like a different mm-hmm. character, like the whole like glamour Becky Lynch,
yeah.
it took me out of it.
Yeah.
I like that she was this like fighter, and they Hollywoodized her.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as Seth, you know, with the bonkers outfits, and it just took it out of me. Yeah. The connection was lost for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. I think I don't want to say she peaked because she still has a lengthy career ahead of her.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's the Ronda stuff has gotten stale and the Becky stuff has gotten stale too. But that's not to say that I don't enjoy seeing her on TV.
Ronda's a great example. Yeah. Perfect example. You know, and it's I very much enjoyed how raw she was when she first showed up.
Oh yeah.
She didn't look like a pro wrestler. She didn't act like a pro wrestler. Mm-hmm. She spoke like a normal person. And then all of a sudden, her promos changed and she did the Mac from Always Sunny cat eye makeup.
Yes.
And now she's like everybody else on that roster.
Nightmare.
I think her and Shayna have a women's tag match at WrestleMania. I think they're going to put the women's titles on them.
I have an idea for Becky.
Give me your idea.
What if she finds a tag? What if this leads to Trish or Lita being her tag partner and it's a triple threat?
They could do
something. Or a four-way for the tag titles.
Sure.
You know.
Why not?
It would be in a premium spot and they wouldn't be in the title picture.
Yeah.
I think it would be interesting.
Specialty match. You could do that.
The Ronda thing is very interesting. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jonathan. Go ahead, birthday boy.
I just want to also offer up on the Pat McAfee show. Seth Rollins said Ric Flair came up to him and Becky personally to apologize for freaking out over the man gimmick stealing.
Yeah, so they've all made up.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they've all made up now.
Jonathan, what is your obsession with Pat McAfee? I got to ask.
Yeah.
So I don't work till 3, which is when the show ends, so I have plenty of time to fill between the time the show is on, so we put it on and chill out for it.
He likes Pat McAfee.
Doesn't answer the question.
He's into him.
Why him?
Why him?
It's a sports show without, you know, they got the person, they talk freely. Like, I'm sure everyone saw he's being sued by Brett Favre for inflammatory statements, defamation. Like, it's just a real conversation that we would have when the mics are off hanging out, but they do it with the mics on. And I like that.
While Jonathan is talking, I just keep drawing triangles and writing 666 inside of it and showing Rich.
I think he's. I think you're trying to summon something.
I'm not even kidding. This is what I
think. Okay, next question.
I'm trying to summon.
Thanks, MG. He's trying to summon the demons to take him to work today. That's how you get to work, right?
That's how I come home.
In a puff of smoke.
Yeah.
Mr. NXT asked.
Okay, Mr. NXT, is the draft still happening after Mania? Yeah, that's the rumor.
Cool.
They moved it for. Oh yeah, didn't we report that like in September? Totally forgot about
that.
Yeah, I got to follow up on that. But apparently they're gonna do the shakeup after Mania.
Yeah,
totally forgot about that.
What's next, MG?
Mr. NXT, thank you for reminding me.
MG, that's super.
Here.
I can't understand a word you're saying, Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan, you're underwater.
This is a good one. This is a good one. Maybe
Shadow Ranger. Here we go. If you could make an exact clones of yourself, how many of you would it take to beat down Brock Lesnar in a real fight? how many of me? It has to be like 30 dudes.
30
right?
Andrews Arians.
30 Andrews Arians? Yeah, barely. And we're barely. How many of you, Rich? You got more size than me.
I'll go 30.
You want 30
Just to
also?
Drown him.
Just
drown him in a bunch of riches.
And there might be only one left.
But yeah. They're all different. They're all different. Like,
different from like different universes.
There's like a Chinese guy. There's a black man.
I love that.
Yeah.
What, Jonathan, what are you doing?
Jonathan, super chat.
Turn your audio off.
Turn my audio off.
He's freaking out right now.
All right, there you go.
The hyperbaric chamber.
I muted him.
I think he's making clones of himself.
What is he doing?
He's trying to clone himself to perfection to look like Deion Sanders.
I muted him. The Shadow Ring. Okay, what else do we have? Give me like two more and I got to get out of here.
Yeah, let's do it, MJ.
It's becoming a morning zoo show. 95.5 WPLJ, Scott and Todd in the morning. We got a wacky producer.
We do have a wacky producer.
All right. Luis says, are they going to be unifying the damn tag titles? No need for two tag champions. I know that they're, I think they're splitting them.
Yeah.
Not unifying.
Right. It's going back to a split, one per show. And that's the thing about the draft that drives me crazy, where it's like you go, I know I can speak for you. One major title, have the guy on both shows. Tag team champs, have them on both shows. Right?
Yeah.
Instead of like the hazy-hazy, you already have the NXT tag team champ. I feel like that should be, the NXT stuff, I feel like should be the secondary championships.
Yeah,
I think they should get rid of the US title.
It's a lot. I mean, they do a better job at presenting the titles, though, you know, like, yeah. But I agree with you. I think that they need to, one tag title's enough. One women's title is enough.
Yep.
The men's title, maybe you could make an argument as to why Raw and SmackDown need two different titles.
I feel like that's going to be the thing with Cody, is that he's going to get one of those.
You think they're gonna end up, I fear that.
Yeah. Because I feel like Cody's going to be the champ on Raw. And then you'll still have Roman the champ on SmackDown.
I don't know, man. I like that Roman. You know, Roman has held the WWE title for 301 days and the Universal title for 893 days. But they're counting it as one at 893 days. So he's definitely getting to 1,000. No, I'm sorry. He's definitely getting to 900.
Right.
Do you have room to get to 1,000? Let's see.
SummerSlam? Would it be SummerSlam?
No, the 30, 60.
Yeah, it would be. He would be over 1,000 at SummerSlam. Just
yeah, but
over,
no. What I'm saying, what would he be at WrestleMania?
950, I think it is.
Yeah, that's a freaking shame to take that title off of him at 950.
But do they need to buff their stats like that? Does he really? Who is it? Pedro Morales? Does he really need to beat like whoever?
Bruno. Yeah. It's Bruno.
No, Bruno held that thing for 20,000 days.
2,000 days or whatever.
He defended
Hogan,
that shit on fucking
Hogan
Mars.
For, I think, does Hogan have it for 1,000? I don't know.
I want to say 1,200.
Yeah, Hogan has it. Yeah,
over 1,000. Yeah,
but I think I heard someone say that Roman would have to hold the title for 5 more years to touch Bruno.
Yeah, it's not realistic. You're not. Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're gonna break it into modern WWE or you know past WWF, you could start over and do it that way. But I mean, it's still 800, 900 days. This guy's been champion.
Yeah. Would you think the office wants to take it away from him?
I don't think they want to take it away from him.
It's very interesting because, like, you know, it's who's politicking for what? You know what I mean? It's got to be for the benefit of the show, but who's politicking for what backstage? That's
the big part, right?
That's the fascinating thing, right?
So he won this title August 30th, 2020.
Okay.
At Payback.
Pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, when he came back, he just won the title. Interesting. All right. What else? Do we have any more super chats?
Yeah. I got one super chat.
Cadillac Carson with a question. Which wrestler would you like to give you a wake-up call in the morning? I go with Macho Man Randy Savage or pretty much anyone from the 80s or 90s. Who's the guy that calls you?
Austin.
I want Goldust to call me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all you hear?
Yeah.
Wake up.
That's who I want.
I would do Austin.
Wake up, you lazy piece of crap.
Yeah, like ring, ring, hello. It's time to get up.
It's I'm time going to get Luna up Bichon.
Put your big boy pants on and your big boy shoes on and get out the door. Luna Vachon, that's you?
Luna Vachon is it.
Can you do a Luna impression, MG? I mean, I know you look like
that's pretty good. That's really good.
That's awesome.
All right, guys, that's it for this week. We are out of here. Join us next time.